New York City, hello.
Good, Grease. How you doing, babe?
Hey, I'm fine. Pick up that phone so I can get you a little more one-to-one, if you would, please.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Stuck in a little bit of traffic.
All right, that's all right.
Listen, Grease, I'm a relatively new listener to your program.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to understand a little bit of your terminology a little bit better.
All right, sir, go ahead.
Because I'm just listening, and you know, I hear a lot of terminology. I'm not exactly sure what it means.
I understand, sir.
So you come up with things like, well, a very popular term of yours is Angus.
Angus. Angus involves, you know, a man and a woman's interaction. Angus involves anything to do with a man and a woman's blissful interaction.
So it's a fairly general, but...
Yeah. But, you know, I found in life that the suffix Angus, any word that ends in Angus is generally a good word.
Okay, I can see that.
All right.
You have, for instance, another one of the terms you use is, I don't know if it's a book or a general term of hobble-goo-gaga or something like that.
All right, hobble-goo-gaga. I've found that when I'm getting it, and if anybody asks me a question, see, where'd you come up with hobble-goo-gaga? Well, when I'm getting it, if you caught me in the throes of Angus and asked me a question, the only thing I'd be able to say is, hobble-goo-gaga.
About a dictionary term, sort of a descriptive...
That's right, sir. Right, it's not in the dictionary, no.
I can sort of understand that, now that you describe that.
All right, then...